State Representative Matthew Moratori was recently appointed to the Behavioral Health Services Commission, and Representative Moratori joins us now to discuss this new appointment. State Representative, good morning, and thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, good morning, Dan. Thanks for having me.
So what exactly is the mission of the Behavioral Health Services Commission?
So, Dan, as you know, behavioral health has become such a big issue, even before the pandemic, but even because of the pandemic. So this comes out of a major behavioral health bill that the House and the Senate passed and the governor signed recently. And what this does, it creates a trust fund that will help, first of all, try to get workers. We need more people in the workforce to deal with mental and behavioral health issues. So it's going to give us some incentives and some grants, et cetera. And also to provide equal access to people that need behavioral health of all race, color, religion, creed, national origin, sex, gender identity, et cetera. So everyone needs mental health access, and this is going to help create that.
Now, what exactly in your background do you think makes you a good fit for this commission?
Well, I have a healthcare background, Dan. I've been a licensed nursing home administrator since 1991. One of the facilities I ran was here in Plymouth, which was the old Radius Management, the old Mayflower Nursing Home. And we had a number of folks with behavioral issues in there. And nowadays, as a healthcare consultant, I still go into facilities that deal with people with mental health. It's become a real serious issue. A lot of skilled nursing facilities are taking people with mental health issues, but we need to care for them properly.
Now, there will be representatives of some advocacy groups on this commission, correct?
Yeah. The commission is made up of 22 commissioners, and there's folks from the Mass Association for Mental Health, the Association of Behavioral Health, the National Alliance of Mental Illness, the Massachusetts Organization for Addiction Recovery as well, because that's part of mental health, and there's a few other groups too, the Mass Health and Hospital Association as well.
Now, we did touch on this a little bit, but one of the big issues post-pandemic has been a shortage of mental health professionals. Would the commission be seeking to address this issue?
Yeah, that's the biggest part of this, Dan. It's going to increase access to qualified and culturally competent behavioral health professionals, you know, by supporting their current and new workforce opportunities, by giving grants, scholarships, anything that's needed to try, and also more pay, better pay for people that come into the industry. We need to get the workers for us first so we can take care of the people that have the needs.
Now, has the commission started meeting yet?
No, it hasn't started meeting yet. The appointment just happened this past week. So I suspect we'll start meeting probably later this month, beginning of next month, and start going from there.
And where can people go to learn more about the commission?
Well, they can go to mass.gov and look under Behavioral Health Outreach, and you'll find more information on it.
Alrighty. Well, thank you so much for speaking with us this morning. We do appreciate it.
Thanks very much. Have a great day.